The master simply knows that they let go of all these hypnotic overlays. Doesn't matter how it got there, how sticky it was, how deep it went. The master has a big smile on their face and said, on this day, I released all of these mental implants so that I may now walk in my sensuality. So we take a deep breath and do exactly that. We bring the music back up. We take a good deep breath. And now it's about allowing back into the sensual nature. It's nothing you can try to create, it's because it's already there. It's nothing that you should effort at, not at all. Effort will simply, well, just make it have more friction. So you take a deep breath, and now this is the time of allowing. Allowing the transsensual human means you're still going to have your human senses. You're still going to perceive reality or parts of reality through those senses. But now we go beyond that. There are so many other senses, ways of perceiving, feeling, and experiencing reality. Yes, indeed, the human was very bored, very, very bored. The human was trying to make, well, he was trying to make that better cage in the zoo. Trying to entertain itself. All this time, you knew that there was so much more. Maybe you didn't know how to define it, but you knew it was there. Sensuality, the ability to perceive beyond the eyes and the ears and the mind. Ability to feel at a level that you haven't felt at for a long time. Level of feeling that's not emotional, but yet it's grand and colorful. A feeling that is not in patterns, limited patterns. Hearing is, your sense of hearing, that's all in patterns, but there's so much more beyond that. Sometimes the mind would call it chaos because it doesn't understand, but real senses, your I am senses, doesn't consider it chaos. It doesn't have to be patterned. It doesn't have to fit into a nice little package. This is where you just take a deep breath, and without having to work at anything, it's about allowing yourself to be sensual once again. You feel it in your body, of course, and it'll touch your mind, but then it goes so far beyond. There are many, many other realities, dimensions out there. And remember what I said a little while back. I said that the other dimensions are your other senses. There's not a sixth, seventh, eighth level dimension that humans, some of them, talk about, where really, if you look at it, there's just about being a grander human. They don't exist. That's a construct of the mind. That's a cheap desire of the mind. Let's have a seventh and eighth dimension, and we can predict the future, and we can see through people's clothing. And that's not what dimensions are. Dimensions are other senses, other ways of perceiving and feeling the vastness of reality. When we first talked about embodied enlightenment, in other words, staying in your body, having realization of your enlightenment, I want you to think back when you first started talking about that embodied enlightenment. Oh, you thought, I don't have to have a job. Oh, embodied enlightenment. Oh, I'm going to be so smart, and everybody would come to me for their answers. Everybody would come to me with their problems. Oh, embodied enlightenment. I'll never get old. How about a redefinition of embodied enlightenment? The ability to sense at many, many different levels, to be transcendental. Never again limited, never again just in the underbelly of creation. Real feeling, real awareness. Remember what I said before? If I was in human shoes, I was asked what my desires would be for this year. It'd be, yes, I'd like to be keen of mind, no doubt. But a mind that doesn't judge, a mind that doesn't limit, and a mind that doesn't control. But I would also like to open my senses, to feel in a way, to feel life in a way, with the color, the vibrancy, the depth that has been lacking for so long. To feel in an expansive way. Again, feeling, I'm not talking about emotion. Emotions are the mind's false way of feeling, but real awareness. That's the transhuman. That's transcendental. And that's exactly what you're allowing right now. And this is the time to take that moment to connect back to your true nature. True nature of being the creator, the creative, being sensual, above all, being sensual. So when you first said, yes, that's what I want, that embodied enlightenment, staying in the physical, allowing enlightenment, wasn't about being younger or richer or whatever it happened to be, the wisest being on earth, none of that. What you were really saying was, I want to bring back the senses. Let's take a good deep breath with that. What a way to start the year. You see, then all the other things, judgments about what's right or what's wrong, about are you being authentic and truthful? Are you being spiritual enough? Are you a good enough person? All those go out the window. They're laughable. They're unimportant. And all this stuff about you want to be younger, you know, when you're really living centrally, it has an effect. It will have an effect on that physical body of yours. And when you're really living centrally, when you're allowing your sensuality, it will have an amazing impact on the keenness of the mind. And the whole ego of the mind thing, the whole identity of the mind will become so unimportant even to the mind. It will stop its obsessive nature about itself. And all the goings on about this planet, all the things that it's going to be going through this year, all the changes and commotions and power plays and everything else, suddenly you're going to seem so puny, so unimportant. The sensuality comes forth, and suddenly you realize, in kind of an odd way of saying, you suddenly realize that this whole thing about realization has already been there. You realize your realization. Kind of sounds strange, but oh my God, everything I've been trying to realize is already here. So with that, you take a good deep breath. You don't work at it. You just allow it. You allow yourself to be that transcendental human, transcendental being that you've always been. And you take a good deep breath, and with a big smile on your face, you say, all is well in all of creation. And so it is. Thank you, my dear friends. Until next month, be sensual. Thank you. Thank you.